In the world, you will have tribulation. So what will the future bring financially if it's not going to be a mammoth increase to riches? Though CNBC thinks so. But if you look at the overall debt, which is near $14 trillion, and when you add up all the other debt of everything else, it's really $1.5 trillion, you know no one is going to be able to pay it off. Now, how many here have credit cards? Probably all of you. How did you like the little notice that your credit card company sent to you to let you know that they're increasing the interest rate to 23.45% or more? Remember that? Okay. And that if you are late, they have the reserve to charge you 30.25%. You did get those, didn't you? Okay. If you have credit cards, fine. Pay them off every month. If you can't, cut them up and get rid of the debt. Now, you may have to deprive yourself of a few things. But why did they do that? Because they're planning for rampant inflation. That's why. And because they know that a lot of people will not be able to pay their credit cards. Now, you also need to know how they do with some of the credit cards that can't be paid. They do this. They sell them to investors for pennies on the dollar. And then the new investor sends a letter to the cardholder saying, for example, you owe $10,000 on your card, and we know that you can't pay the $10,000. However, we will renew your card and renew your credit and reduce the principal to $5,000, but you have to sign a new contract. So they signed the new contract, and lo and behold, they're faithful in paying the lesser amount. So if they're faithful in paying the lesser amount, say, for 2 years, now their credit is reestablished, and then what did they do? They sell the balance of that credit card to another investor at 30% off. So they make 70% on their investment, 35% annualized, plus the interest that they receive from you in the meantime. Okay. Point number two on finances. Copenhagen. Copenhagen was supposed to be the introduction of world government through the Green Agenda. But God intervened and fooled them considerably. Not only did they have cheats in London trying to figure the climate change as they had to change it because it wasn't global warming, but also the Russians revealed during the Copenhagen conference that, hey, all these guys over here did not even take the temperatures of those areas near the Arctic Circle in our country, which covers 50% of the Arctic Circle north. So how can these figures be right? And then I loved it. God sent a cold front right on Copenhagen and sent the temperature down to 25 degrees. And in West Denmark, they had 2 feet of snow. Some of the poorer countries, number three, walked out because of the demands that were made on them. And the Rothschilds got mad because they couldn't put the conference together. Now, if there's one thing we need to know for sure, since the big money people like the Rothschilds and their fellow bankers control the finances of the world, you never make the Rothschilds mad. Because remember, he who controls the money controls the politics. And the politics they want is world government. And they didn't get it. And the reason that they didn't get it was because, not because they didn't want it, but because in God's timetable, it's now not the time. Based on that, number four. All monetary systems in the world are becoming more and more shaky because of debt. If you've been watching the euro, it went down 10 points in one day. So let's put all of this together. So someone asked me, what do you think's going to happen? Well, there was an announcement by the Gulf states that they're ready to institute the Gulf currency for the oil-producing nations there. But even that is kind of very shaky and may not happen, though they'd like to do it, because Dubai spent all the money that they borrowed and said, hey, we can't pay it back. Give us 6 months free, from interest payments. So where's all this going to lead? I think, so let me ring my cowbell, so you know that's my opinion. I think that the G20 is going to push for the world currency, bypass the Amero, bypass the Euro, bypass the Gulf states' currency, because if they do that, then the Rothschilds and their fellow bankers, including Uncle Ben Bernanke, will control the world's financial system. Now, I believe they will institute it just exactly like they did with the euro. They instituted it this way. They said, we're going to have the euro, but we're not going to change all the currencies of all the countries at this time. But what we're going to do, the trade and transactions of those trades between the countries in Europe will all be calculated digitally with the euro. Then after everybody was happy with that, then they said, all right, now's the time to introduce the paper and the minted coins. So I think that if they introduce the world currency that way, then what this will mean is this. They will do it for all international trade. And that is going to lead to a recovery from this point of view. If they all have the same currency for international trade, there eliminates the balance of payments, either plus or minus. Just like in the United States, we freely trade between the states regardless of the amount of money that goes from state to state, and no state has to make up the difference between the transactions, say, between California and Idaho. Idaho would have to pay a lot. See? So no balance of payments, and everyone's going to say, oh, miraculous, look at this, this is wonderful. Then they will say, since this is so good, now what we will do is we will begin to issue world currency and coins. Now, I may not be exactly right in that. I don't think they're going to try to get the Amero. Now, they might, so I won't say 100% they won't. But why not go for the whole, as they say in English Mexican, the whole enchilada? So watch any news about the G20 and the banking regulations for all the banks of the world. So if you have assets in gold and silver, after that takes place, that's the time that you're going to capitalize on the appreciation of your investment. Yes. Truth is, we'll know when we get there. So, anyway, let's go ahead and take a little quick 10-minute break, and then we'll be right back.